B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
At 35, 35 is a different part of the story. So, a Japanese fraudster had been busted for allegedly scamming over 35 different women with whom he pretended that he was in a serious relationship with.
So he was catfishing them, basically?
Yes, exactly. Takashi Mayagawa, a 39-year-old part-time worker with no fixed address, told each of his girlfriends that his birthday fell on a different date so that he could receive oodles of gifts from them. All the while, his gals, apparently blinded by love, were completely oblivious to each other's existence. In the most recent scam, the serial sex swindler told one 47-year-old lover that his birthday was on February 22nd, despite it actually being on November 13th. Another victim said that he convinced her his birthday was in July, while a third, Mark, was fooled into thinking that it occurred in April. The hell of a scam he had going on here.
Think about the amount of work you invest in one relationship and that you're conducting all these. Now, mind you, you're being duplicitous about it, but still, it's a ton of work.
He wasn't really trying to get a relationship. He was just trying to get free gifts. All told, the catfish fomantic racket netted him a whopping roughly $1,000 worth of presents, clothes, and cash.
It's not that much.
No, I know. Out of 35. Miyagawa had reportedly met the single women while selling them hydrogen shower heads and other products for an unnamed company.
You can really use a hydrogen shower head.
And began each relationship under the assumption that marriage was in the cards.
Ooh.
Managed con at least 35 women before the scorned sugar mamas branded together a la John Tucker Must Die and reported the scoundrel to the police in February, and the investigation continues on this guy.
Your father really knew how to sell hydrogen shower heads.
All right, now here's an interesting scam. A man from Ocean County, New Jersey, pleaded guilty to operating an illegal lottery after having drawn in $250,000 in cash proceeds from the scheme. Edward O'Neill appeared before Judge Brian Martinotti and pleaded guilty to charges against him. O'Neill evaded more than $65,000 in federal taxes on his earnings. So O'Neill managed an illegal lottery fashioned after the New Jersey Lottery's Pick Six draw game. Players participated by paying a $20 entry fee and selected six numbers from a pool of 1 to 49. Participants who matched their numbers to the numbers drawn in the New Jersey Lottery's official Pick Six game would win a cash prize.
So he was doing it paired off of that.
He was doing his own.
Oh, my God.
So O'Neill documented identifying information for each player along with their numbers into ledgers and monitored the lottery's official Pick Six results. The ledgers O'Neill kept recorded up to 8,000 participants in one single drawing of his illegal lottery, with the cash prize for each drawing often exceeding $100,000. O'Neill gave himself a 10% cut of the winnings for each drawing.
It's only fair.
In exchange for operating and managing the illegal lottery.
Did anyone ever win?
That I don't know. After generating $250,000 in profits and failing to report his earnings on tax returns he filed with the IRS between 2014 and 2018, he skirted his federal income taxes by $65,000. By the way, the maximum penalty for managing an illegal gambling business is about 5 years in prison, while subscribing to a false tax return carries a maximum sentence of 3 years. So he could face some prison time over
there. So I started my own IRS, and I collect income tax from people.
Right.
Hear me out.
A family accused of selling a toxic industrial bleach, you guys may have seen this story, as a coronavirus cure through their Florida-based church, has been indicted on federal charges.
COVID-19?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's right. A federal grand jury.
COVID-19!
I haven't heard that in a while. A federal grand jury returned an indictment charging Mark Grennan, his sons Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph, all with one count each of conspiracy to commit fraud and two counts of each of criminal contempt. They face possible life sentences if convicted.
Wow.
Yeah. Mark Grennan is the Archbishop of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing based in Bradenton, Florida.
So let me get this straight. You're going to put some of these vaccinations in your body when the cure's right in your own cupboard?
Yeah, the church sells chlorine dioxide as miracle mineral solution. The Grennans claim the solution can cure a vast variety of illnesses.
The miracle is you're going to pay for it.
Ranging from cancer to autism to malaria and COVID-19.
Wait a second.
COVID-19!
That's a good roster. Maybe I ought to look into this.
A Miami federal judge last April ordered the church to stop selling the substance, but the order was ignored. When ingested, the solution becomes a bleach that is typically used for such things as treating textiles, industrial water, pulp, and paper, according to the Food and Drug Administration.
That's not good for you.
Authorities say ingesting these products in the same is the same as drinking bleach and can be fatal.
So I put Ajax in my coffee, but yeah. I assume that that's curing me of some stuff.
These guys could be facing life in prison for that.
Wow. Horrible.
Okay.
Another one?
Well, listen to this. You may have seen this story. Two Washington, D.C. police cars were totaled after officers decided to drag race each other.
This.
Oh, my God. In an email from the 6D commander, they said yesterday two 6D scout cars were totaled because officers decided instead of fighting crime, patrolling their beats, or engaging the community, they decided to drag race each other on Anacostia Avenue at 5 p.m. in the evening. Sources say the email was sent to command staff following the crash. It goes on to say, what does it say about the members of MPD who are passionate about their job and work hard every day to make a difference? This is not fair to any of us.
Yeah, they're right. What kind of vehicles were they driving?
Just standard cop cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. D.C. police would not provide the incident report because the department only provides traffic reports through the FOIA. Sources say officers involved who are new to the department started racing each other on the road, and reports indicate they were traveling at least 60 miles per hour. These are city streets, okay? So
yes. Yeah.
60 miles an hour is pretty damn fast. Uh-huh. The email goes on to say that when she talked to the chief about what happened, the commander said he told her about a citizen who witnessed an MPD van heading to a shooting scene Thursday traveling at least 90 miles per hour. So they were drag racing. Not supposed to do that. I'm not a cop, but I'm thinking you're not supposed to do that. So I would imagine they're going to be in big trouble.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A new baby has been officially named Korn. And by that, I mean spelled K-O-R-N.
Like the band.
Like the band. And it was apparently after a hospital made an error when producing the birth certificate. Or at least that's what one Twitter user claimed happened to them.
Well, just Korn regularly spelt would be kind of a dumb name.
Agreed. they had uploaded a small section.
Someone's a little gassy.
Certificate of as proof before setting their account to private once the news began to trend. The mother of the child tweeted, "The hospital messed up my baby's name. And we just got the birth certificate, and it's Korn.
Yeah.
My baby's name is legally Korn. No further information about the newborn is available, but a screenshot of the original tweet is apparently out there for
you. Now the other kids are going to laugh at it because it's not spelt with a C.
Yeah, right. What's that all about?
Yeah. I had an Uncle Korn, and his name is Cornelius, but call him Uncle Korn.
I can see that. Uncle Korn. It's my cousin Carrot.
Yeah.
A man has been arrested in Albania after driving into a pedestrianized square.
A pedestrian.
And in the capital of Tirana. So this is in Albania.
Yes.
And it's wild. I saw the video of this. The car only came to a stop when a passerby jumped in through the driver's side window, feet first, like doing a flying double.
Wow, that's awesome!
Into the guy's face.
It's like Captain America.
Yeah. The passenger,
Captain Albania.
The passerby said that he thought the driver was aiming for the crowd in a possible terrorist attack. Many people had been lining up to be vaccinated in tents in the square at the time. Albanian police say that they believe the 32-year-old suspect was driving under the influence of drugs, and this guy may have stopped him from doing something terrible.
Captain Lou Albania.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Thank you so much.
A Danish Lutheran priest on Monday was charged with murdering his wife, even though her body has never been found.
Man, those Lutherans are different.
The charges against Thomas Gothard were filed after an assessment found that the evidence was sufficiently able to prosecute. The prosecutor, Ann Met Serup, said, although investigators don't have a corpse and hence a probable method of murder, we have found evidence that is sufficient. His wife, Maria, left the couple's home on October 26 in a depressed state of mind. Mm. However, When the 43-year-old psychologist didn't show up at a birthday party at one of the group's, the couple's two children, 3 days later, she was reported missing by her sister. Police said From Jacobson left her phone, computer, and credit cards behind. Gothard's arrest 3 weeks after her disappearance made news in the country. He was detained after investigators found hydrochloric acid and caustic soda in the couple's home and discovered internet searches for words like sea depth, oil barrels, suicide, disappeared, and cleaning had been made on the computer.
That all seems very damning.
Yeah. Surveillance video from a recycling station in Gothard.
A Lutheran guide to murdering your wife.
Was seen moving a large barrel on a hand truck that was 11 days before the wife of his the disappearance of his wife. So they are looking into it, and they're going to try and find some more evidence and see if they can find him responsible. A Nevada fugitive on the run for nearly 30 years was recaptured in Mexico and has since been extradited back to the United States. Yeah, I can't believe they got this guy. The U.S. Marshals Service on Thursday announced agents arrested Samuel Gallardo, who was convicted of DUI causing death or serious bodily injury in the 1992 death of Gary Selby Jr. The 52-year-old was driving the wrong direction when he slammed into Selby's vehicle, instantly killing the 18-year-old. Gallardo was 27 at the time of the deadly crash, which also left several others seriously injured. And through the collaborative efforts of the Nevada Department of Corrections, Department of Homeland Security, and the Mexican government, and the U.S. Marshal Services, he was brought to justice. He was convicted of DUI causing death or serious bodily injury in 92. He escaped custody in 94 after serving less than 1 year of his 40-year sentence. He was ordered to spend 40 years behind bars, but the inmate managed to escape while he was working with a fire crew. So they tracked this guy down in Mexico, found him, and brought him back. He's going to have to serve out the rest of his sentence, but that's amazing that they never gave up looking for this guy.
In a way, he was punished because he was not able to watch ALF during time that it ran in the night. I mean, it's amazing because you think of the diligence. You know, what are the odds of finding this guy after three decades?
Yeah, yep. Let's see here. How about this? An IT teacher who threatened students and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for 3 years.
So he threatened some and took the others to a strip club.
Yep.
And only 3 years he's banned?
Richard Glenn's behavior was so unacceptable that he was sent home during Long Ridge Towers School's trip to Costa Rica.
All right, you can teach in 3 years.
I'm not sure where this school is or what country this is in. Mr.
Albania.
Glenn admitted gross misconduct and was dismissed. The private school cost about $6,000 per term. A misconduct panel heard Mr. Glenn, who taught computer science, was one of the leaders of the group of 16 to 18-year-olds that went to Costa Rica. He was supposed to be there until the 18th of July, but after 6 days, he was sent home by their leader due to his behavior. Now, his actions included drinking with students, allowing one or more to drink alcohol despite being under the legal age of 18.
It was in England, by the way.
Threatening to kick in the head one of the people and kill another, telling one student, "I'm not in trouble, you're in trouble." After being aggressive to one student, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, "You're all right."
Oh, my God.
So, and he was a computer science teacher?
Yep. Taking one or more of them to a strip club, acting aggressively towards the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him back into his tent.
Wow.
And exposing himself to the woman in a shared hotel room, although it was agreed that this was not a malicious or sexually motivated exposure. But the panel said behavior placed one or more students under his care at risk. It added there was no malice or sexual intent in taking the students to the lap dancing club. But Mr. Glenn admitted it was inappropriate and unprofessional for him to failed to control the situation.
Enough of this computer stuff. Who wants to go see some beaver?
After the 3 years have elapsed, Mr. Glenn will need to apply for the ban to be lifted against him. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.